Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Jay Stevens Podcast. This is episode number 289, dedicated to a woman who on October 24th, 1982, played her first pro tennis match, Miss Steffi Graf. And as always, thank you for listening and downloading another episode of the podcast. During today's episode, I will unveil my college football top 10. But first, this show is going to be a little bit different than normal. Normally, we have three topics. We got a beginning, an opener. We got a middle topic, the main topic of the day. And then we have another topic in the third segment to wrap things up. That's not the case today. I was wondering what to talk about. And I was going to kind of combine an Ohio State-Michigan topic, one segment Ohio State, Buckeyes always first, and then Michigan in the middle, and then my top 10 at the end. And then I saw a report by Pete Thamel of ESPN, probably my favorite college football reporter, that caused me to pause, think, and wonder, does this story deserve more space on this show than normal, than it normally would? Absolutely. So I want to scratch, which maybe still, Ohio State's still going to be in this thing, but I'm not going to talk about the Buckeyes in the same way I was originally going to. Last week, Pete Thamel of ESPN broke the news of sign stealing. Michigan Wolverines, the football team, stealing signs. Now, we know in sports, stealing signs is something that's always going to happen. Other teams, the opposition's always trying to find the upper hand. How can they get the advantage on you? When I played football back in high school and middle school, one thing we always tried to do was hide our offensive line calls, especially against teams you played every single year or you had a rivalry with. My conference, we played in Conference Indiana. I can't read all, I don't know by heart all of the teams, but a few of the teams we played, Bloomington South, Bloomington North, was an hour drive south from us. We played Martinsville, another hour drive, well, not so much an hour, maybe 50 minutes south of where we went to school. Played Franklin Central, Perry Meridian, Southport, just to name a few. But every year, the first game of the season was always against Lawrence North, our rival, biggest rival in every single sport. And when we played LN, as we called them, we always tried to disguise what we were going to do. Not just in the huddle, but by offensive line play calls. You don't want your opposition to know what Indiana meaning inside release or I don't know what the proper term was. Cut onion meaning chop. It's not really a term we use, but saying C, chop block, cut onion, like if you say that out loud in a game, somebody might laugh. The next thing you know, bam, they're down to the ground. I don't know what we exactly use. I don't know all of the offensive line calls that we used back then, but we tried to disguise some things. We tried to figure out how to have the upper hand, but do it within the rules that were laid out for the sport. We understand that in college football, especially, people always try to get the upper hand. Sometimes you're trying to figure out how to go about it in a monetary way. Tennessee was giving recruits McDonald's bags full of money. Hey, come to Tennessee. Come on your official visit, maybe an unofficial visit. Hey, here's this bag. Great. It's a welcome present for you. What's inside? X amount of dollars. I don't know how much money was actually inside, but realistically, there was some cash inside. Great. Cool. That's phenomenal. And so we also realized that down south via NIL, I don't really say it down south, in college football. Let's stick to this sport because that's where this topic is going to come from. In college football, people have always, for decades, tried to find a way to monetarily get the upper hand on somebody else. Giving recruits money, it's happening now. It happened 10 years ago, happened 20 years ago. If you listen to podcasts, there are numerous ones where former college athletes and professional athletes will tell you how much money they may have gotten on a recruiting visit or some things they've gotten while they were in school that they didn't have to pay for. They were just gifts. Broke NCAA rules, but they were just gifts. And so I understand why the Michigan Wolverines would try to find the upper hand in the sport. Jim Harbaugh was struggling to get over the hump of beating Ohio State. Really hadn't done it up until a couple years ago. And even if in the COVID year, I wonder how that COVID year, if they actually played that game, would have affected the game in 2021. That's not a conversation for now, but that's just a thought that I had in this conversation. And so Michigan trying to find the upper hand. Michigan trying to make the right hire. Michigan trying to do their investigation to make sure that the guys they hire can provide them and help them have the upper hand and a competitive advantage over their opponents. Michigan hired a guy, last name Stallions, not going to say his first name. I can't. It's in a Pete Thamel article of ESPN. So go ahead and you can do that if you want. If you can read it if you want to. I would encourage you to. Had a military background. Ended up going out and purchasing tickets to over 30 games at 11 Big Ten schools. To do what? Steal signs. Now, granted, remember how I mentioned how and when I played football, we would always try to find a way to have the upper hand? And sometimes we had to make sure we did it in the rule book and things that are acceptable so we're not breaking rules, having wins vacated, all that stuff. That was what we did. That's what you should do. But Michigan, no. And I'm going to dive into Harbaugh here in a second. But Michigan hired this guy, and eventually he's out here every weekend at a game, paying for tickets at these games to steal signs. And there are going to be more things handed into the NCAA as they investigate this abnormal way to get a competitive advantage in college football. They're investigating this, and this man Stallions, when this report came out a couple days later, he ended up getting suspended with pay. That with pay part's a little odd to me, but I understand you want to keep your guy on the payroll because suspended with pay is not good for anybody involved. This is odd, man. I understand sign stealing. I understand it happens in baseball all the time, and I understand it's probably happening in college football all the time as well, just not in the same way. In-person scouting is illegal. You cannot do it. It's against the NCAA rules. And I believe this rule went into effect in 1994, which meant prior to that, you could do it. But now you cannot. It's plain and simple. It's easy to understand. So why Mr. Stallions or somebody in Michigan's athletic department on the football side, maybe not on the football side, maybe it was a booster, whoever it was, whoever decided to allow this young man to make this decision, to go out to these games, paying for the tickets. I don't know who's paying for the airfare and the hotel and all that stuff. I don't know who's paying for the travel expenses. Maybe that was Michigan. I don't know. But whoever it was, this ain't right. This ain't right at all. And Pete Thamel on Monday afternoon wrote another article about this very situation and wrote this. And I took a screenshot of this because it's very, very odd to read. Quote, sources confirmed to ESPN. The Stallions purchased tickets on both sides of the stadium, across from each bench, for Ohio State's game with Penn State on Saturday. Michigan plays both teams in upcoming weeks. According to sources, the tickets purchased by Stallions were not used on Saturday. Stallions' name emerged publicly in an ESPN story on Friday. He was suspended with pay by Michigan, end quote. This ain't normal, man. This stuff ain't normal. And the fact that the Michigan Wolverines, the football team, I don't know, but I got to believe somebody that's maybe in Harbaugh's circle in the football department knew about this, or maybe Harbaugh knew about it himself. I don't know. But at some point, somebody had to realize what you're doing is illegal. If it's legal, more people would do it. Using electronics to steal signs as well is still weird. One thing about college football that I don't like, and I have accepted it, I understand it's a part of the sport, I get all of that. I don't like how they get plays in to the players on the field. First and 10, team runs off tackle right, they get 6 yards, next play second and 4. And some teams will have players on the sidelines wearing some quarterbacks, three quarterbacks that are wearing green mesh jerseys that go over your jersey for your team, over your shoulder pads. You pull it on, and you look at these three guys. Now, only one guy is putting in the right play, or All three of them are giving a signal for three different positions. Maybe offensive line, receiver, running back, but all of that is giving you the play. And the mesh jerseys is one thing, and I don't exactly know how to describe the mesh jerseys. One thing I think about is when you're in PE, one team has blue, one team has red. It's a mesh jersey, goes over your shirt, and elementary school, maybe middle school, maybe you put it on and you're playing basketball or you're playing kickball or whatever it might be. And you're doing kickball, you don't really need that because when you're in the field, you're running the bases, it's different opposite teams, so it's not. You might not have done that in the kickball category of PE class. But basketball, maybe those types of sports, blue, red, black, whatever it is, you have that mesh-type jersey. So sometimes on the sidelines, teams will have quarterbacks. So three players do that and send signals in via arm movements and hand movements and gestures to let the players know what the next play is. Not a fan at all. Like, if you want somebody to not steal signs, don't give them a sign to steal. And I really miss the days. Not only, like, you don't have to huddle in football. I understand that. But at some point, the let's go to the line, check with me. But the check with me is, oh, ha ha. Or you try to get the guys to jump off sides. And then you stand up, look to the sidelines, and they signal a play in. Buddy, not a fan at all. That's a way. One, I wonder how it helps with development of football. I really wonder that. Because I know you can learn lessons in a huddle, and you can better corral the troops in a huddle than you can if you're sideline to sideline after every play. Stallions in the stadium is stealing signs via electronics and different tactics that he knows. Whew, buddy, this ain't good. And the fact that he bought tickets in his own name for more than 30 games in the past 3 years? Don't you think at some point you're going to get caught? Oh, wait, this is college football, collegiate athletics. People have been cheating for decades. And some people have never been caught. Or if they are caught, they have no shame in their game. This is just what they do. Which is really, really odd and sad to me. The fact that Stallions had tickets on both sides of the stadium, across from both team benches, to get a figure out how and what the signs are of Penn State, who Michigan plays on November 11th, and of Ohio State, who Michigan plays on November 25th. That's really odd. Good for you for trying. The tickets weren't used. Will this be the deciding factor or a deciding factor in the game between Ohio State and Michigan November 25th? I don't know. I truly don't. What I've seen of the Wolverines so far is they're the best team in college football. Bam, I'm unveiling my top 10 here in a second. That is my number one team in my top 10 right now. Don't like saying that at all, but my eyeballs tell me offensively, defensively, that is the most complete team in the sport. And I don't normally use a phrase like that, the most complete team, because I think people use that now that are trying to make a statement to say, oh, that's the most complete team, but they can't really describe it. Offensively, defensively, quarterback, running back, O-line, they got it, man. They got the goods. Receiver, now what Ohio State has in Marvin Harrison Jr., but overall, that offense is a better, well-oiled machine than the Buckeyes and every and other teams out there in the sport. Not the best offense, but a really good one. Defensively, D-line, linebacker, secondary, they set. And I'm going to be sitting here and be honest with you. I watched part of the Michigan State-Michigan game on this past Saturday evening on NBC. I have watched Michigan play twice recently, and I don't really watch them play much. I think it was Michigan IU. I watched part of that game in Michigan State this past weekend. Part of the it was Indiana. I think so, because I talked to my boss at the Kokomo Post, who was also a Michigan fan, which is really odd. I got hired by a Michigan fan. I'm glad he gave me the job, Drew Larison. Not mad about that at all. But just so many different angles and twists and turns in that whole conversation we're not going to dive into right now. But both times I watched him, I think his name is Mike Sanastrill. I can never say his last name. He's had a pick six both times. I mean, pick six untouched. Catch the ball. I think this past weekend against Michigan State, he went 70 yards up the left sideline untouched before against Indiana. I do believe it was the Indiana game. Up the left sideline once again, untouched. And he's good, man. The first time I saw him play, I mean, they had a touchdown, a pick six within the first 15 seconds of play. Like, it was a quick, oh, throw that ball. Oh, no, I'm too good. Caught that thing and ran it to the other end zone. Don't like saying good things about them at all. But that's a good team. That's a good team that's been cheating. And one thing we have learned about the NC2A is that once they take things away from you as a punishment, they're probably not going to give it back. They took away, Reggie Bush's Heisman. The NCAA doesn't hand down a Heisman. But because you had it playing collegiate athletics and you were an NCAA athlete, a student athlete in college, they're going to take that away from you. Still weird how they don't even sponsor the sport, but they can take away the awards. To me, with Harbaugh, and I went that way to say this, for me, with Harbaugh, with Michigan, with what happened to Penn State, had some really weird hazing that was going on. Pat Fitzgerald was suspended. Pat Fitzgerald was fired by Northwestern. Michigan State, not so much a recruiting violation, but had some a sexual allegation against accusation against Mel Tucker. They were already bad anyway. Boom. Hey, he's gone. They probably wanted to get rid of him anyway, but that allowed them to do that a whole lot quicker. Think about the recruiting violations that happened recently. Herm Edwards, gone. Tennessee, handing out McDonald's bags. And there were other things that happened there under the watch of former Tennessee head coach. His name escapes me. Gone. Harbaugh. Buddy, I'm going to have a hard time believing you didn't know about this if this actually comes out. I have a hard time believing it because before the season, when Michigan proposed a 4-game suspension of Harbaugh for recruiting violations, you were lying to the NCAA about the things that were going on. I truly wonder if Harbaugh knew about this back then, if the NCAA was investigating this back then, but Harbaugh was lying all the time to try to cover up this very incident. To me, you got to think about, laying down the hammer. I don't believe they're going to give Michigan the death penalty. I think Michigan brings in too much money to the NC2A and all for them to simply say, no more football for life. I don't think that's going to happen. NCAA, $3 to $5 million fine. If you want to find the athletic department, great. If you want to find Harbaugh, great. Whatever it is, a fine has to be handed down. If you want to do a loss of scholarship, cool. Stallion should be fired easily. Like, Michigan should have fired him quickly. The longer you wait, the worse it looks for you. But for Harbaugh, he need to go. Sorry, Wolverine fans. You might not like it. But you can't cheat. Lie about cheating. Get caught cheating. And expect to keep your job. You can't do that. It's just a way of life. In this sport, at least. Not the life for everybody. But in this sport, that's how things go. So, sorry. If you're a Wolverine fan listening to this, I don't apologize. I'm not really sorry. You got caught cheating. There are consequences for it. If you're an Ohio State fan listening to this, you might be happy. Because, one, Michigan couldn't steal your signs in your win against Penn State over the weekend. Two, this might give you the upper hand or a better chance at beating Michigan November 25th. It's going to be a tough game. Will be the toughest game the Buckeyes play all season long. Same for the Wolverines. We're literally making this out to be potentially 1-2 game of the century in this rivalry for the first time since 2006. I am here for it. I don't want to relive how I felt after the loss in 2021. I don't want to relive how I felt after the loss last year. Don't want to do it. What I do want to relive is how I felt after this game in 2019, 2018, 2017, 2016, 2015. You get the gist. Ohio State beats Michigan. They won a great string, great run. Let's get back on the winning side and win the rivalry game this year. One thing the Buckeyes can do if they win that rivalry game is be my number one team in the country if they're undefeated at the end of the regular season. Right now, the Buckeyes aren't my number one team. The Wolverines are. We're going to go 10 through 1 quickly and close up shop. My top 10 teams in college football. Number 10, Penn State just suffered their first loss over the weekend to the Ohio State Buckeyes. It was a fun, well, I won't say it was a fun game to watch. The postgame show, I enjoyed that afterwards on Locked On Buckeyes. If you want to catch that in a playback form, go to the YouTube page of Locked On Buckeyes or Locked On Buckeyes on Apple or Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. You can catch that postgame show, me reacting live to the Buckeyes' 20-12 win over the Penn State Nittany Lions. Number 9, Alabama. If they keep winning, and if they are a one-loss team as an SEC champ, they're getting in the playoff. Number 8, Texas. Texas, Quinn Ewers is out. I believe he has an issue with his AC joint. Is it Arch Manning time? I would like it. I don't know if it is, but I would like it. But if they end up having some issues without their QB1, they could be out of the playoff race. Number 7, Oregon. That's a really good team, man. It's a really good team. If they win the Pac-12, they're in the playoff. Oklahoma, if they can find a way to beat Texas twice, once previously in Red River, again, assuming Texas and Oklahoma play in the Big 12 championship, if Oklahoma beats them twice, well, of course, they'll be undefeated, probably. They'll be in the playoff. I mean, you're seeing that. I mean, they could be a playoff team. So Texas can make it. Alabama can make it. Oklahoma can make it. There's a route for all of these teams, really 9-1, to easily make it into the playoff. Washington the same way. Washington is number 5. Number 4 is Florida State. Number 3 is Georgia. For the first time all season, I have moved Georgia outside of my top 10. Outside of the number 1 spot. Didn't think that was going to happen. But from what I've seen from Ohio State, they're number 2. From what I've seen from Michigan, they're number 1. Those are my top 2 teams in the country. That's my top 10. Where do you stand? Told you quickly. If you agree or disagree, tweet at me on X. Well, I don't know if that's still what we call it. X, the platform, formerly known as Twitter. Send me a tweet or a message or a post. Not sure. At jstevens07. Email me. jstevenspod@gmail.com. Let me know where you stand if you agree or disagree with my college football top 10. I'll run through it again, 10-1, the same way I laid it out before. Number 10, not the way we did it before. Let's run that back. Number 10, Penn State. Number 9, Alabama. 8, Texas. 7, Oregon. 6, Oklahoma. 5, Washington. 4, Florida State. 3, Georgia. 2, Ohio State. And 1, the sign stealing, the cheating Michigan Wolverines. We're out of here, guys. This has been episode 289. Glad to be back. Glad to talk ball with you here once a week on the J. Stevens Podcast. Subscribe on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your fine podcast. Leave a 5-star review and a rating as well. It's a free way to help more people come across the J. Stevens Podcast. This has been episode 289 of the J. Stevens Podcast. I'll see you next time.